Sentire Media. In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join.
Hello, young detectives. Welcome to another episode of Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your guide, Luca, and today we're going to uncover the secrets of a city frozen in time. Can you guess where we're headed? If you whispered Pompeii, you're right. Get ready for an adventure filled with mysteries as old as time itself. Over 2,000 years ago, Pompeii was a bustling city located near the modern city of Naples in Italy. But in 79 AD, something massive happened. Mount Vesuvius, a huge volcano that hovered over Pompeii, erupted. It was so massive that in only a few minutes, it covered the whole city in ash. But before Mount Vesuvius erupted, Pompeii was an amazing city. Imagine being a kid back then. Your day may include walking down the streets of Pompeii wearing a white toga and sandals. The sun would be super hot and the roads very dusty. Maybe you would buy a snack from a street vendor or cool off in a public baths, kind of like mini swimming pools. Maybe you are the champion of a game called Knuckle Bones, which is a lot like Jack's. There was a lot to do in Pompeii. And guess what? They had fast food joints, just like we have today. They were called Thermopolia. Can you say that? Thermopolia. It's like the ancient McDonald's. But the bustling city from 79 AD came to a screeching halt one day. In a matter of minutes, it was completely covered by hot lava and ash. There was nowhere to escape the volcano and the ash and lava. When archaeologists dug up Pompeii thousands of years later, they found whole buildings and even people frozen exactly as they were when the ash fell. It's like their stories were paused right in the middle of a sentence. One of the coolest things they found: the bread in the ovens. Yep, there were loaves still being baked. Talk about your food taking a long time to prepare. Did you know that the people of Pompeii painted graffiti on their walls? Some of it was pretty funny, like ancient bathroom humor. They also had underfloor heating in some houses. Fancy, right? Who needs slippers when your floor is toasty warm? Pompeii was a very modern city in ancient times. And now, a joke for you. What did one Roman say to the other during the eruption? I lava you. Today, millions of people visit the ruins of Pompeii, where you can walk along the streets and see the way they lived before the volcano. Pompeii teaches us a lot about what life was like long ago. It's a reminder of nature's power and why we need to understand our planet better. Every corner of Pompeii has a story that helps us connect with people from the past. Well, that's it for our trip to Pompeii today. I hope you had as much fun exploring as I did. Remember, history is full of mysteries waiting for us to solve. Thanks for tuning in to Italy's History Mysteries. This is Luca saying goodbye and see you next time for more adventures. Keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers.
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.